Greetings, friends. This is Andy Steele Smith. My family and I worship at Hillsong Church, Century City. I minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the Gang Blaster. Today, I want to share a little on our God of breakthrough. I want to give two stunning examples of breakthrough in biblical times, as well as one simple but practical example that occurred here in Cape Town in the past few days. 2 Samuel 5:20 says, "So David went to Baal-perazim and defeated the Philistines there. The Lord did it," David exclaimed. "He burst through my enemies like a raging flood." So he named that place Baal-perazim, which means "the Lord who bursts through." Friends, Baal-perazim means the possessor, the lord or owner of breaches. In this passage, David made a sudden attack like a bursting forth of waters, and he carried everything before him. The victory was so extreme and significant as to give a new name to the area. And then another great example of biblical breakthrough is in 2 Chronicles 2, 20-26, which says, "They were up early in the morning, ready to march into the wilderness of Tekoa. As they were leaving, Jehoshaphat stood up and said, 'Listen, Judah and Jerusalem, listen to what I have to say. Believe firmly in God, your God, and your lives will be firm. Believe in your prophets and you'll come out on top.' After talking it over with the people, Jehoshaphat appointed a choir for God, dressed in holy robes. They were to march ahead of the troops and singing, 'Give thanks to God, his love never quits.' As soon as they started shouting and praising, God set ambushes against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir as they were attacking Judah, and they all ended up dead. The Ammonites and Moabites mistakenly attacked those from Mount Seir and massacred them. Then, further confused, they went at each other and all ended up dead. As Judah came up over the rise, looking into the wilderness for the horde of barbarians, they looked on a killing field of dead bodies, not a living soul among them. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to carry off the plunder, they found more loot than they could carry off, equipment, clothing, valuables. It took 3 days to cart it away. On the fourth day, they came together at the Valley of Blessing, called Berakah, and blessed God. That's how it got the name Valley of Blessing. Now friends, Jehoshaphat's army was prepared and ready to attack. His soldiers were ready and prepared for war. Interestingly, and somewhat unusually, there's no mention of their military equipment, but rather specific mention is made of the fact that faith should be their armor, that praise and thanksgiving should be their vanguard, and that his mercy endureth forever. And indeed, that never before was an army so unaccountably destroyed. But rather, this was a supernatural battle that occurred and was won even before David's armies arrived onto the battlefield. And this battle was won when God's people began to sing and praise. What's interesting here is that God shows how he makes wicked people instruments of destruction to one another. And finally, this breakthrough victory was so all-encompassing that the spoils were more than they could carry away. In fact, they took 3 whole days to gather it. So what do these examples of breakthrough have in common? Well, firstly, God is constant. He's unchanging. He's faithful. He's truly extraordinary. He is to be praised. He's to be obeyed. And he's reliable. He's turned up and slain literal giants for longer than any man or even 10 generations of men have been alive. And he's true to his word. He's the same God today as he was yesterday, and the same God that he will be tomorrow. And friends, we should always give thanks to God, and we should also remember that his love never ever quits. And so too, I want to share an example of breakthrough of extraordinary measure that happened in Manenberg just a week ago today. For the past 10 months, two factions of the same gang in Manenberg have been warring bitterly against each other. During this time, many warriors on either side of the divide fell and died at the hands of their former brothers in arms. And yet last Friday, after ferocious fighting and clear efforts of the devil to derail the peace process, we managed by God's grace to get these two rival factions to lay down arms and to agree to a ceasefire. And God willing, we'll get to a permanent peace later today or tomorrow. But just as with these two former stories, this victory was all God's. You see, when God speaks and says, "This is your moment of breakthrough," all you have to do, or all we have to do, is to be obedient, good listeners, and good enactors of his will. And so, for the near miracle of this peace, I am deeply thankful. All glory, honor, thanks, and praise to God, the creator and perfecter of peace. Amen. Brothers and sisters, my prayer for all of us this week is that whatever it is that we're seeking God for breakthrough in, we might remember that God is constant, unchanging, and faithful. He's extraordinary and worthy of praise. We can rely upon Him, and we should always give thanks to God. And His love never, ever quits. So friends, whatever you're going through, He has this, and He has you right in the palm of His majestic hand. Amen.